Today's reading is taken from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 21. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we all ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
I'm recording this on Thursday, so for me today is Earth Day. Earth Day was the day that the Paris Climate Accord was signed. And today, as I record, it is the day when President Biden is hosting a summit to discuss environmental issues. I had a look at the Earth Day website and I read this. Our world needs transformational change. It's time for the world to hold sectors accountable for their role in the environmental crisis, while also calling for bold, creative and innovative solutions. This will require action at all levels, from business and investment to city and national government. That's where you come in. Don't underestimate your power. Well, I'm sure that we all agree today that the world needs transformational change. Over the last year, in the development of vaccines, we have seen just about that when human beings come together and cooperate and work hard, we can do amazing things. And we need so much today to wake up to this incredible world that God has given to us and to be, well, perhaps ashamed, but certainly repentant about the way that we have treated it. This is, according to David Attenborough, a perfect planet where everything came together so that we could have life and so that we could see everything that we see. Everything works together. The water circulates all the way around the world. The air circulates. There are incredible ecosystems. Even the volcanoes are so important to create life upon this planet. And we have power. Now, in our Bible reading today, Paul talks about God being the source of every family upon the earth. Or perhaps it could be translated as the whole family. Paul looks, in fact, not just at the earth, but at the earth and the skies, the earth and the heavens, and says it's all one. It's all one family that comes from God. Now, as Christians, we have so much to learn on environmental issues. There are so many prophets who are speaking truth to us at the moment who perhaps don't know God, but what they are saying is truth. But we have something to offer to this discussion. For we believe that almost 2,000 years ago, a new creation was begun. It began with the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, which was not just a one-off event, never to be repeated, but was the sign that God was launching a whole new creation. We've been looking these last few weeks at Paul's letter to the Ephesians, where we learn that God's aim in sending Jesus was to bring the whole world to complete unity. And what a heart cry that is today. Just think of the divisions that we've seen in the last week. Divisions between countries, divisions between races, even divisions between sports fans and football club owners. It seems that wherever we look, there is division. But Paul looked at a church in Ephesus and he saw great things happening. He saw people coming to faith in Jesus and starting to worship together and love each other across all sorts of social divides. Now, he's going to have a lot more to say about that as we go on to the second half of the letter. But for today, Paul is praying. And he's praying that they will have power to grasp the love of Christ. The message of Earth Day is don't underestimate your power. Our message alongside it today is do not underestimate the love of Jesus Christ and what it is able to achieve. He is the source of the new creation. So Paul prays for these people. He prays that out of God's glorious riches, that he will strengthen them with power through the Spirit in their inner being. This isn't just about changing a few behaviors. This is about changing from the inside. And he prays that they, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all of the saints to grasp how wide, how long, how high, and how deep is the love of Christ. The love of Christ, that brings everything to unity. The love of Christ that is filling the whole of God's creation. And if you're thinking, whoa, James, aren't you going a bit far here? See how Paul finishes our reading. To him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. The good news today is that you are loved. The good news today is that God cares about you. But God doesn't just care about you. It's time to open our eyes and look out at this incredible world that God has made, this incredible human population, the stars, the planets, the insects, the worms, everything. And to recognize the incredible love of God. And when Paul looks at this church, he says, what's happening in your church is so significant because you are demonstrating the love of Christ. You are demonstrating what God can do. So today I want to say, let's hear it for the church. Let's hear it for God's people and the role that he has called us to do. Let's hear it for the love of Christ being shown in so many practical ways. Let's hear it for a love that reaches out to all of creation. And let's hear it for the glory of God who made this world in the first place. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus. May the Lord lead us forward to care for his incredible creation, which includes us, includes people, and includes so many others as well.